In 2017, Ann Lotz, the daughter of the late Billy Graham, confessed 12 national sins at an American National Day of Prayer meeting. In it, she said, "The only thing that will fix our nation is for God's people to follow 2 Chronicles 7:14, our 2024 clarion call." Today, we will cover the first four, interceding and confessing on behalf of our communities, our city, our county, our country, and our state. If any additional prayers come to your mind, please post them in the comments section at the bottom of our webpage. So, Father God, we come before you and we confess our foolishness of denying you as the one true living God, our Creator, to whom we are accountable, living as though our lives are a cosmic accident with no eternal significance, purpose, or meaning. We confess we no longer fear you, and thus we have not even the beginning of wisdom with which to handle the vast knowledge we possess. We confess to believing that the prosperity of our nation is because we are great, while refusing to acknowledge that all blessings come from your hands. We confess that we depend upon our military might and our weapons systems to defend us from harm and danger, while denying, defying, and ignoring you. So Lord, with these first four, we thank you that in Galatians 2:20, you speak to the opposite of these things. We acknowledge that our old self has been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So we repent personally of living for our own purposes, goals, and meaning instead of what you, Father God, want. We thank you that you tell us to trust in you, Lord, with all our heart, to not depend on our own understanding, to seek your will in all we do, and you will show us which path to take. So we repent of seeking and not respecting your wisdom over our own, trusting in our own understanding. Forgive us, Lord, for that. Help us to trust you with all of our heart and to seek your will, and you will direct our paths. In Philippians 2:3, you tell us not to be selfish, not to impress others, to be humble, thinking of others as better than ourselves. Forgive us when we have talked that we think our country is better than any other country, and not forgetting to appreciate that all blessings come from you and not from our own hands. We thank you, Father, for your word in Isaiah 37:16. O Lord of heaven's armies, God of Israel, you are enthroned between the mighty cherubim. You alone are God of all the kingdoms of the earth. You alone created the heavens and the earth. So forgive us, Lord, that we have gotten too comfortable and in ease and pleasure, and we are depending on the military to protect us instead of recognizing that you are the Lord of heaven's armies, and our protection is because of your grace over our country, over our communities. So, Father, today as we confess these sins, we pray that it will cause us to think of other things in our lives where we are not putting you first, where we're not crucified with Christ, where we are being selfish, thinking of ourselves better than others, when we're trusting in our own understanding and not your wisdom, when we are not acknowledging that you alone are the Lord of heaven's armies. In Jesus' name, amen.